Today's scripture is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Congregation, please listen to the word of God. Matthew 1, verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived from her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she had given birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Please read this week's watchwords twice, including the scripture reference, Isaiah 7, verse 14. The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel.
Today is combined worship.
We have
a special speaker.
Especially
to the brothers and sisters in the Chinese
ministry. 在过去一年多, 英文部 有一位客座牧师, 是, Pastor Sean Sattler.
For the past year or so, in the English ministry, we had a guest speaker. His name is Pastor Sean Sattler.
Yeah, 他自己现在是这个 Pacific Rim Christian University, 就是一个神学院的副校长。
He's actually working at Pacific Rim Christian College, Christian University as a VP.
他跟他的太太还有他们的小女儿大概一年多以前来参加我们英文部的聚会。
And about a little bit over a year ago, him and his wife and his daughter started joining our English worship service.
在过去差不多大半年，他每个月至少在英文部讲两次道。
And for the past more than 6 months, he's been preaching at the English service at least twice a month.
他也帮助带领我们的COPOCO, 就是说讲英文的这些年轻人的团契在朱敏兰增加。
He also leads, co-leads with Jumin, our COPOCO fellowship.
对，他做我们的顾问, 他是。
And he's the guest advisor.
那他也是今天你们看到有很多行间信里的年轻人。
And today you see a lot of the our youth who's being confirmed today.
包括这个有几位要洗礼的。
And then also a few who's going to be baptized.
也在过去他这段两个月的时间，他来带领他们上的这个监信礼班跟洗礼班。
And also attended a class that's taught by Pastor Sean.
所以中文部的弟兄姐妹可能很多人没有见过他。So
for the Chinese brothers and sisters, maybe you haven't seen him for.
但他其实帮助我们教会很多。But
he's been helping us a lot.
帮助你的孩子很多。Has
been helping our children a lot.
我们特别有请 Pastor Sean 还有负责翻译的李弟兄。So
we give a special welcome to Pastor Sean.
It is my pleasure to be here this morning. Let us begin this morning with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, gracious Lord, we do thank you for this opportunity that we can come together as brothers and sisters singing your praises. We thank you for this opportunity that we can come and we can hear your word proclaimed.
And
I pray, Lord, that as I speak this morning, that the words that I speak would not be my words, but that they would be your words.
我也祷告, 求主帮助我, 让我今天所传讲的信息, 不是我自己的话, 而是你的话。
May your Holy Spirit remove me, Lord, so that your Holy Spirit can work through me to touch the hearts and minds of the people.
主求你的圣灵把我挪去, 让我在这里说的话不是我要讲的话, 而是神你在这里, 你亲自对我们讲话。
May your message go forth today, Lord.
主求你的信息传讲在人们群的当中。
And may the people see you high and lifted up.
也求主让在座的人都能够从心里听到你的话语。
We pray this all in thy wonderful name, Jesus the Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督伟大的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
There is one reality that is true no matter where we are in the world. Bad news travels fast.
在今天，不管你在世界的任何一个地方，有一个现实是我们都可能会面对的， 就是
It doesn't matter whether it's the workplace, whether it's school, or unfortunately even the church.
这种事情不管发生在任何地方, 可能是在学校里边, 可能在工作的地方, 甚至可能在教会里边。
If a rumor starts, if a piece of gossip begins, it travels fast.
所以我们会看到一个谣言或者一个传言, 一旦传开的话, 它会传播得非常的快。
The more interesting the rumor, the faster it spreads.
如果这个谣言是有声有色的话, 它传播得更快。
Imagine with me for a moment that someone started a rumor in the church about you that wasn't true.
你想象一下, 如果在这个教会里边有人在说你的一个坏话的话,
The rumor was so bad that it would ruin your standing in the church. It would shame you, your parents, and even your friends would want nothing to do with you.
那这个谣言可能是非常具有毁灭性的，会让你在这个教会里边甚至没有立足之地，可能会伤害你，不单伤害你，也伤害你的家庭，伤害你的这个子孙后代。
Everyone would desert you.
所有的人在这个教会里边。
Maybe they whispered that you were unfaithful.
可能他们在认为你可能有不忠的行为。
Maybe they questioned your integrity.
他们也可能怀疑你这个人是不是可靠诚信。
It doesn't matter what they said, only that the label stuck and you couldn't peel it off.
那不管他们说了什么事情, 那这个标签可能就贴在你的身上, 你很难把它给抹掉。
What would your reaction be?
如果你碰到这样的事情, 你的反应会是什么?
Well, you would need to kill that rumor, right?
你可能很想把那个传谣的人杀掉。
You would feel a burning desire to clear your name.
你会内心非常热切地想要洗刷你这个污名。
To save face.
当然要保存你的脸面。
To protect your family's honor.
也保存你家人的荣誉。
As we enter into Matthew chapter 1, we see a similar nightmare scenario playing out for Joseph.
当我们今天读到马太福音第一章的时候, 我们也同样的看到这样的一种的谣言发生在约瑟的身上。
He was betrothed to Mary, and now it is evident that Mary is pregnant and the child is not his.
他跟玛利亚已经订了婚, 但是现在发现玛利亚居然怀孕了。
For a good Jewish man from a small town, this isn't just a rumor. This is something that'll destroy his name, his legacy, forever.
那对于一个来自一个小地方的一个犹太人来说，那这个是一个很糟糕的事情。这会伤害到不但他自己，而且他的家庭，甚至他整个家族的传承。
The most striking aspect of this crisis is simply that God placed him there.
但是更糟糕的事情是在于，这个事情的发生居然是上帝所导致的。
God ruined Joseph's reputation to save us all.
上帝为了要拯救我们这里的人，他让约瑟背负了这样一个的骂名。
And that brings us to the main truth that we need to hold on to today.
那就让我们看到我们今天要讲的这样的一个真相。
Because God is with us, we can obey Him even when it costs our reputation.
那就是上帝为了要拯救我们在座的世人，而宁愿让他的让约瑟来背负了这样的一个罪名。
We're going to see this striking crisis unfold in three different stages.
我们会看到这个故事在三个方面能够让我们看到这个故事的发展。
The cost Joseph paid.
第一个，我们会看到约瑟要付出的代价。
The comfort God gave and the courage He showed.
第二个，我们会看到神为我们所带来的安慰。
Let's first look at the cost.
那第一个，我们先来看一看这个代价。
If you have your Bibles, please open them to Matthew chapter 1.
如果你有圣经的话，请翻到马太福音的第一章。
As you turn there, remember that we usually read these verses by the soft candlelight of Christmas Eve.
那通常我们在读到这一段经文的时候，我们可能都是在圣诞夜的时候，然后就着柔和的烛光来读这一段的经文。
But today I want to read them by the harsh light of Joseph's reality.
但是今天我们要从约瑟的眼光里边看这样的一段经文，然后看到他当时所处的一个严峻的现实。
Look at verse 18.
我们来看十八节。
Notice the text says she was found to be with child.
我们看到这个地方，玛利亚被发现她怀孕了。
In a small village, you cannot hide a pregnancy.
在一个小村庄里面，你很难去隐藏你怀孕的这个事实。
The community's eyes were already watching.
你周围的人都会看着你，盯着你。
The shame had already started.
这种羞耻的这种感觉，这个事情已经传播开了。
This creates an impossible crisis for Joseph.
那这个事情对于约瑟来说就是一个非常没有办法去处理的一个危机。
Remember, Joseph was a naive. He knew how babies were made.
那你当然知道约瑟不是一个傻瓜，他当然知道这个婴孩是怎么样出生的。
When he sees Mary's condition, he is crushed by what he thinks are the facts of the situation.
那他发现玛利亚怀孕这个事实以后呢，当然他心里肯定是非常的崩溃了。
In his mind, she has betrayed him.
然后他想呢，可能就是哦，这个玛利亚可能是背叛了我。
And because they were betrothed, a legal contract between families, they weren't just dating, they weren't just boyfriend and girlfriend, they were legally man and wife.
但是你要知道，当时约瑟跟玛利亚已经订婚了，这是一个有合法依据的一个婚约，所以他们不是说在谈恋爱的时候，他们已经是一个合法的夫妻那样子。
Under the law of Moses, this was adultery.
所以按照摩西的律法，这样的事情肯定是一个犯罪的事。
Joseph now had the legal right, perhaps even the legal duty, to drag Mary before the town elders to demand his bride price back, to expose her shame and vindicate his own honor.
所以按照摩西的律法的话，这个约瑟就有这样的一个权利，甚至他有这个义务，要把这个玛利亚拉到这个公会的长老面前，然后谴责他，然后要他把他的聘礼还给他，然后还他的清白。
But look at verse 19.
但是我们看十九节。
The text calls him a just man.
这个地方说约瑟是个义人。
Usually being just means following the rules.
一般来说，如果你是个义人的话，你当然要遵守这个律法。
The rule said condemn her.
律法说要谴责他。
But for Joseph, being just meant more than just following the rules.
但是对于约瑟来说，他要做的不单仅仅是要去遵守律法。
It meant blending God's law with God's mercy.
他要把上帝的律法还有神的上帝的这个慈爱要把它结合在一起。
He decides to divorce Mary quietly.
所以他想暗暗的把玛利亚休掉。
Do you see what he's trying to do here?
所以你有没有看到他现在要做的事情？
He's trying to save her face at the expense of his own wallet and pride.
所以他为了要保存玛利亚的一些脸面和尊严，他宁愿是放弃他自己的尊严，也放弃他的聘礼。
A quiet divorce would mean that Joseph looked like he was the one who was breaking the marriage contract.
那如果他这样做的话呢，就会让外面的人看来好像是这个约瑟是那个破坏婚约的人。
He would lose the financial dowry.
所以他的聘礼他肯定拿不回来了。
He would have to endure the confusion of his family.
所以他的家人恐怕也很难理解他。
He was attempting to manage the mess and minimize the damage.
所以的话，他很希望能够这样做，能够这个把这个损害哈减到最低的程度。
He was trying to be righteous without being cruel.
所以他想要做一个义人，同时呢，他也不想做一个很残酷的人。
But even this quiet plan had a cost.
但是即使这样的一个暗中的计划也是有代价的。
And this brings us to the first question that we must answer today.
所以这就让我们看到我们今天要回答的第一个问题。
What reputation are you willing to lose to do the right thing?
这个问题就是如果你要做一件正确的事情的话，你愿意付出什么样的代价？
For our youth, this isn't just about bullying.
那对我们的年轻人来说，可能这意味着可能你会受到霸凌。
It means sitting with the kid that everyone else is mocking.
你也可能会去需要跟一个被别人所有人都嘲笑的一个小孩子去做朋友。
It means committing social suicide to show the love of Jesus.
也可能是为了要跟别人去传讲耶稣基督，然后你会被所有的人白眼。
For our college students, it means keeping your own eyes on your own paper while the answer key is circulating in the group chat.
对于我们的大学生来说，这可能意味着当别人都在互相抄袭考试答案的时候，你自己去努力做这个考试题。
You risk your grade, you risk looking holier than thou to your friends.
那这样的话，你的这个考试成绩可能就不会很好，而且你会得罪很多的你的朋友。
You risk your academic reputation for your integrity.
那你的学术的成就，你的学分可能就不会很好。
For our adults, it means befriending the person in the church whom everyone else is avoiding.
对于我们的成年人来说，那可能意味着你为了要去帮助一个别人都不喜欢的人，然后会得罪其他的人。
It means risking your social standing in the clique to show that love of Jesus to an outsider.
也可能意味着你为要去帮助一个别人都不认识的人，而去得罪你身边的那个圈子的里边的人。
Joseph was willing to pay a price.
约瑟他愿意付出一个代价。
But as we're about to see, God was asking for more.
但是在这个时候，我们会看到，即使这样子，上帝对他的要求还不止于这样子。
This leads us to our second movement, the comfort of God's presence.
所以我们现在来看第二点，就是神给约瑟的安慰，神的同在的安慰。
Just when Joseph had decided on a plan, a quiet divorce that satisfied God's law but also was merciful,
那约瑟当时就在想着说，他要做一个正直的事情，他要把玛利亚暗暗的休掉，但是他又不想造成很大的伤害。
God intervenes and changes the whole equation.
这个时候上帝就出手了，上帝就改变了整个的事情。
Verse 20 tells us that an angel of the Lord appeared and said this, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife.
这个时候我们就看到这个二十节讲到有主的使者在梦中向他显现，告诉他说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要害怕，只管把你的妻子玛利亚娶过来。
Why did the angel say, do not fear?
为什么这个天使说不要害怕？
Because the angel revealed the truth.
因为天使知道另外一个事实的真相。
This pregnancy is not by ordinary means.
因为这个怀孕并不是一般的怀孕。
It's not the result of human effort or sin.
因为这个怀孕不是来自于人的行为或者人的罪恶。
It is through the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit.
而是出于圣灵的超自然的工作。
In a single moment, God upends Joseph's life.
所以在这一瞬之间，上帝把约瑟的整个生命都翻转了。
God reveals that Mary is innocent.
上帝向他揭示了玛利亚是无辜的。
She never betrayed him.
玛利亚从来没有背叛他。
But notice what happens here.
但是我们看到这里还发生一个事情。
While God comforts Joseph with the truth, he also simultaneously asks him to pay a much higher price.
在上帝向约瑟显示出一个真相的时候，他同时也向约瑟提出了一个更高的要求。
God tells Joseph to marry Mary.
上帝在这里告诉约瑟，他要去跟玛利亚完婚。
Think about what this means in a small, tight-knit community.
如果你想象一下，在这样一个大家互相都非常熟悉的一个小的一个村庄里边。
If Joseph marries Mary while she is showing, everyone will do the math.
如果玛利亚已经怀了孕，已经显示出来了，然后这个时候约瑟跟她结婚的话，那大家都会知道发生了什么事情。
They will assume that Joseph and Mary sinned together before the wedding.
他们会有一个成见，就认为约瑟跟玛利亚肯定是做了犯罪的事情。
They won't believe a story about angels and the Holy Spirit.
他们当然不会相信什么天使、什么圣灵的这些故事。
To the village, this is just a scandal.
对于这些村里的人来说，这就是一个丑闻。
For my Chinese brothers and sisters, you understand this deeply.
那对于我们华人的弟兄姐妹来说，我们肯定知道这样的事会是怎么样一个样子。
This is about losing face.
这是个非常丢脸的事情。
In that culture, a good name was more valuable than gold.
在这样的一个文化里边，一个人的名声比黄金还要贵重。
By marrying Mary, Joseph chose to let the elders of that village shake their heads at him.
如果约瑟要去跟玛利亚完婚的话，那这个村里的所有那些长老、长辈们都会对他摇头叹气。
He chose to let his neighbors whisper about him that he had no self-control, that he was immoral.
但是他宁愿甘愿遭受周围的人嘲笑，觉得他是一个没有办法控制自己的人。
He was destroying his own reputation to be faithful to God.
他就破碎了他自己的声望，但是他为了要遵守上帝的命令。
For our students here, imagine if God asked you to do something at school that everyone thought was weird or wrong.
那想一下，如果你是一个学生在学校里边，然后你要去做一件事情的话，别人都会嘲笑你，觉得你做的事情是很傻的。
Imagine being canceled and misunderstood, and God tells you, don't defend yourself.
当你在做这个事情的时候，那你被所有的人拒绝，被所有的人排斥，然后上帝告诉你说，不要为自己辩护。
Just trust me.
你就要相信我。
That's what Joseph faced.
这个就是约瑟面对的。
But why? Why does God ask Joseph to eat this bitterness?
但是为什么上帝要约瑟吞下这样的苦果呢？
The text says it is because this son will save his people from their sins.
经文里面告诉我们说，这是因为上帝要生一个告诉约瑟要生一个儿子。然后他这个儿子要把自己的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
But look a little bit deeper and think a little bit longer ahead.
那我们再往深里面想一想，再往长远的时候想一想。
Joseph is asked to to carry the shame of a sin that he didn't commit.
约瑟在这个地方，上帝要求他去背负一个罪名，而且他没有犯这个罪。
And he does this in order to care for our Savior.
他这样做是为了上帝这样做是为了让约瑟能够保护这样的一个救主的诞生。
30 years later, that baby Jesus will hang on a cross, naked and ashamed.
30年之后，这个婴孩耶稣就会走向十字架，赤裸，然后背负了罪名。
Jesus will bear the guilt of the sins he did not commit in order to save you and me.
耶稣为了拯救你和我，为了拯救世人，他就走上了十字架，背负了这个罪名，而他没有犯这个罪。
Joseph's willingness to lose his earthly reputation was a foreshadowing of the gospel.
约瑟为了成就上帝的工作，他宁愿去付这个代价，这也是预表了耶稣基督在后来要做的事情。
He gave up his good name so that we could know the name above all names.
他破碎了自己的声望，然后让我们能够认识这个超乎万名之名。
So the question for us is not what is God calling you to do.
所以这个问题还不仅仅是说上帝要你做什么。
The question is much deeper than that.
这个事情其实要有更深的含义。
Are you willing to look like a fool in the eyes of the world so that you can look like you're faithful to God?
那你是不是愿意在这个世界上被人看为是一个傻瓜，而你定义要定睛在上帝那里，要服从主，要跟随主？
How does a man answer a question like that?
那一个人，我们在座的人怎么样回答这样的问题呢？
He answers it with action.
约瑟通过他的行动回应了这个问题。
In verse 24, we see Joseph wake up from his dream.
在24节，我们看到约瑟在梦中醒了过来。
And immediately we see the courage of obedience.
他马上就得到了这种顺服的能力。
The text simply said he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him.
他这里说到，他马上就遵照主的使者的吩咐去做。
Joseph shows us what total surrender looks like through three actions.
约瑟在三个方面让我们看到他是如何去完全的顺服主。
First, he obeyed God publicly.
首先的话，他是在公众的面前，他展现出完全的顺服。
He took Mary as his wife.
他把玛利亚娶回来。
Joseph didn't argue.
约瑟没有去跟人家去争吵。
He didn't ask for a plan B that would save his reputation.
他也没有去为自己找一个替代的计划，然后来拯救自己的声望。
He knew that marrying Mary would cost his social standing.
他知道他如果跟玛利亚结婚的话，会让他在这个地方没有办法立足。
He knew the village would whisper.
他也知道村里的人都会去议论他。
But Joseph had decided that the opinion of God mattered more than the opinion of man.
但是约瑟定义了，在他的心目当中，神的旨意要比人的意见要更重要。
He had stopped playing for the crowds and decided to play for the only set of eyes that matter, God's.
他定义了不去讨好他座位的那些人，而是要选择去完全的顺服神，还有神的旨意。
He accepted the shame of the world to be faithful to the word.
他为了顺服上帝，他宁愿去粉碎他自己在这个世界上的声望，然后让自己遭受这样的骂名。
Second, he obeyed privately.
第二个，我们还看到他在私底下也同样是顺服神。
Verse 25 says he did not consummate the marriage.Until she gave birth to the son.
在二十五节，我们看到经文记载说，他没有与玛利亚同房，直到生了这个儿子。
This is often overlooked, but think about the strength that this required.
这个事情通常是被人家忽视，被大众忽视的。但是我们想一想，这样的事情是不是需要一个巨大的勇气？
Joseph and Mary were legally married.
约瑟跟玛利亚是一对合法结婚的夫妻。
They were living in the same household, likely in very close quarters.
他们住在同一个屋子里边，可能只是一个很小的房子。
He had every right to intimacy with his wife.
当然他有完全的权利要去跟他的妻子亲热的。
But Joseph understood that this child was set apart.
但是约瑟很清楚，这个婴孩是分别为圣的。
He knew his job was to protect the unique nature of this child, the virgin birth.
他知道他自己的工作是要保护这个婴孩，让这个婴孩从一个童贞女的怀中生下来。
To our young people here, the world tells you that freedom is giving in to every urge that you have.
对于我们的年轻人来说，我们经常会听到说，如果你有什么，你要自由的话，自由就意味着你要做，你可以去做那些你想做的事情。
It tells you that if you have a desire, you must satisfy it immediately.
这世界会告诉你说，如果你有一个欲望的话，你应该去满足它。
Joseph shows us that real strength is not doing whatever you want.
但是约瑟让我们看到，人的能力不是在于说你可以去做任何想做的事情。
Real strength is controlling your desires for a higher purpose.
人的终极的能力是能够控制你自己，为了一个更高的目标能够控制你自己。
Joseph said no to his right so he could say yes to God's plan.
约瑟对他自己的那些权利说不，但是他对上帝的计划说，是的，我服从。
That is true purity.
这个就是真正的力量。
Third, he obeyed legally.
第三，我们也看到，约瑟在律法上也是顺服了上帝。
He named the child Jesus.
他给耶稣起名叫，给这个小孩起名叫耶稣。
In Jewish culture as well as in Chinese culture, the father has the authority to name the child.
在犹太人的传统当中，包括在中国人的传统也是这样子，一个父亲是有权为自己的小孩子起名的。
The name determines the child's identity, his lineage, his future.
所以这个名字呢，就决定了这个小孩子的身份，决定了他在家族里边的传承，也决定了他的未来。
By naming the child, the father claims the child.
如果这个父亲为这个小孩子起了个名字的话，他就告诉这个世界说，这个儿子，这个小孩子是我的。
But the angel had told Joseph, "You shall name him Jesus."
但是这个天使告诉约瑟说，你要给这个小孩起名叫耶稣。
By obeying this command, Joseph did two profound things.
所以我们在这里看到约瑟做了这样的一个事情，这里有两个很深刻的意义。
Number one, he legally adopted Jesus.
第一个就是他合法的把耶稣收养了过来。
By naming him, Joseph legally brought him into the line of David, allowing him to be in line for the throne as king of Israel.
所以我们看到约瑟给耶稣起了名字的话，这就是让我们看到他把耶稣归到了大卫的族谱里边，然后让大卫能够有资格能够成为以色列的王。
Number two, he surrendered his right by using the name God chose for him. Joseph was admitting, I am the earthly guardian, but I am not the father. He belongs to God.
第二点，我们也看到约瑟给耶稣起的这个名字是上帝所起的，而不是他自己起的。这样的话就会看得到约瑟其实他心里很清楚，这个孩子是上帝的儿子，我只是他在这个世界上的保护者。
Joseph gave everything.
约瑟献出了他所有的一切。
He gave God his reputation by marrying Mary.
他为了跟玛利亚结婚，把自己的声望、社会地位献给了神。
He gave God his physical desires by remaining pure.
他为了耶稣的出生而保持自己的纯洁，他把自己的欲望献给了上帝。
He gave God his authority by naming the child Jesus.
他给这个小孩子起名叫耶稣，他就把自己父亲的权柄献给了上帝。
So here's the question for you.
所以我们今天要面对的问题是，
You might be obeying God in the public things, but what about the private things?
你可能在公众面前，你可能会愿意说啊，我要遵顺服上帝，但是你在私底下愿不愿意顺服上帝呢？
You might be obeying God in the big things, but are you surrendering your rights to God as well?
你可能在大的事情上会说啊，我愿意顺服上帝，但是你在小的事情上，在一些具体的一些你的一些权利方面，你是不是愿意让渡给上帝呢？
God is not looking for partial compliance.
上帝不是要我们部分的去顺服他。
He is looking for a Joseph, someone who will wake up and do exactly what the Lord commands.
上帝要找的是约瑟那样的人，是愿意完完全全的顺服上帝的命令的。
And if we're honest, this is where we struggle.
如果我们能够坦然面对自己的话，我们会知道这个不是很容易的事情。
So we look at Joseph today.
所以我们今天要思考约瑟的经历。
We see a man who was willing to lose his reputation.
我们看到一个这样的一个人，他愿意去粉碎自己的声望。
A man who accepted a scandal he didn't create.
一个人他愿意去坦然地面对这样的一个丑闻，虽然他自己并没有犯罪。
A man who gave up a normal life in order to care for the Savior.
一个愿意牺牲自己的正常的生活而去愿意去保护这样一个孩子的人。
And we might leave here thinking, I need to be more like Joseph.
所以我们可能会离开这里的离开会堂的时候会想到说啊，我要做约瑟那样的人。
I need to be more obedient.
我愿意更顺服上帝。
I need to be stronger.
我要做一个更强大的人。
And all of that is true. We do.
那当然这所有一切都是对的。
But if you leave here only trying to be like Joseph, you will fail.
但是如果我们仅仅是说我们立志要学习像这个约瑟那样的话，你肯定会失败。
You'll find that you love your reputation too much.
你肯定会看到说，哦，你实在没有办法去忍受你自己的声望会这样会被践踏。
You'll find you are afraid of the whispers.
你肯定会觉得说你会听到这样的事情你会非常的害怕。
You cannot be like Joseph in your own strength.
所以你不可能说你靠着你自己的能力要去效法约瑟那个样子。
You can only be like Joseph when you realize Jesus is the greater Joseph.
只有当你意识到耶稣是那个更大的约瑟的时候，你才能够真正的能够做到。
Think about it.
我们来想一下。
Joseph bore the shame of a pregnancy that wasn't his.
约瑟背负了这个未婚怀孕的这样的一个罪名。
Jesus bore the shame of sins that weren't his.
耶稣也同样背负了很多的罪名，而他并没有犯罪。
Joseph adopted a son who wasn't his.
约瑟收养了这个孩子，这个孩子并不是他的。
Jesus adopted rebels that didn't belong to him, you and me.
而耶稣收养了我们这些反叛他的人，而我们这些人根本原来就不是属于他的。
Joseph saved his family from the wrath of Herod by fleeing to Egypt.
约瑟为了保护耶稣不被希律王的迫害，他就把他的整个家带到了埃及去。
Jesus saved his family, the church, by going to the cross.
耶稣为了拯救神的家，就是教会，他走向了十字架。
Joseph obeyed God at the cost of his reputation.
约瑟为了顺服神，他就愿意奉献，献上他自己的名声。
Jesus obeyed God at the cost of his life.
耶稣为了顺服上帝，他就宁愿把自己的生命献上。
Do you see? We are not saved by the obedience of Joseph, but by the obedience of Jesus.
所以我们看到我们的得救并不是因为顺服，我们要效法这个约瑟那个样子，而是说我们要效法耶稣，要顺服在耶稣。
And when you see how much Jesus loves you, when you see that he took the ultimate shame for you, it changes you, it melts your fear of man.
所以当我们看到耶稣为我们所做的一切，耶稣为我们所付出的代价，耶稣所承受的羞辱的话，我们就会看到神是爱我们，神为我们所付出的一切。It
gives you the courage to stand up to face the whispers of this world.
这样的话，你就会从神那里得到力量，能够站起来，能够面对你在外面所听到的那些流言蜚语。
It gives you the courage to say, I will obey God because my Savior obeyed God for me.
你这样的话就会有能力能够去对世人说，我要顺服上帝，因为上帝给了耶稣给了我这样的能力，能够顺服他。
As we close this morning, I want us to remember the one sacrifice that made all the difference.
在我们结束的时候，我希望我们大家看到一点，就是我们的牺牲是值得的。Jesus'
sacrifice on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上为我们做出了他的牺牲。We
are not good people.
我们不是好人。We
know this.
我们都知道。We
have lied. We have cheated. We have worshipped everything but the one true God. We have harbored anger in our hearts, and we have not loved our neighbor as ourselves.
我们都是撒谎的人，我们都是欺骗人的，我们都是拜偶像的，我们都会发怒，会做一些不正当的事情。
Yet God loved us, you and me, so much that he gave everything to save us. He held nothing back.
但是上帝爱我们，他为我们奉献出所有的一切，他为我们付出了所有的代价。What
do the things of this world mean to a God who created everything?
对于这样的一个事情来说，这个世界上我们要付出的代价，对于在上帝那里能够算什么呢？
If he were to offer $5 trillion to save your soul, what does that mean to God? He creates it with his word.
我们不可能说依靠我们手里的金钱，不管你有多少的钱，能够在上帝那里挽救自己的地位，而只有靠着耶稣基督能够挽救我们。
But that's not what he did. He sent Jesus, the uncreated one, to this world to save rebels like you and me.
但是这个不是神做的事情，神不靠我们所付出的代价，而是他把他的爱子耶稣基督派到这个世界上，为了拯救我们，耶稣为我们付出了这个代价。Christ
paid the penalty for our sins, for the things we did wrong.
耶稣为我们的罪，为了我们所犯的罪恶，付出了他的代价。
As John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
就像约翰福音3章16节说到的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。This
is the message of hope.
这就是那个充满希望的信息。
This is the message that God loves you and me so much that he gave everything to save us.
这个信息就是上帝爱我们爱到一个程度，他把他自己重击的代价付出来，为了我们的罪得赦免。
This is the call to turn and repent from your sins, to turn to Jesus, to love him who gave everything for you.
这个信息就是要告诉我们，我们要从罪恶中回转过来，要悔改，要归向耶稣，因为耶稣为我们付出了所有的代价。
To love the one who loved us while we were rebellious sinners.
就是我们要去爱那位在我们在罪人当中的时候就已经爱我们的那个人。
I know there might be some of you here today who have never truly trusted in Jesus Christ for your salvation.
我们在座当中有一些人可能从来就没有认识耶稣，也没有从来真正信靠耶稣。
Maybe you've heard about him, but you've never taken that step of faith to truly trust in his righteousness.
你可能听说过耶稣，但是你从来没有把自己真正的交付到耶稣的手中，去相信他，因为他为我们付出了代价。
To you, I say today is the day of salvation.
对这些人，我要告诉你，今天是你得救的日子。
Right now is your moment to turn to Jesus, to confess your sins, to pray to him, to ask for his salvation.
现在就是那个时候，你要来到耶稣的面前，要得到他的拯救，要得到他的救恩，我们一同为你祷告。
Tell him you want to follow him. Tell him you want him to save you.
告诉他你愿意跟随他，你需要他的救恩。
You don't have to do it out loud. You can do it quietly.
你不需要大声地说出来，你可以暗暗地告诉他。
But now is the moment.
但是现在就是这个时候了。
We are never guaranteed a tomorrow.
我们谁都不知道能不能活到明天。
For those of you who are here today and you already know the saving work of Jesus Christ in your life.
对于在座的那些人，你已经是基督徒，你已经清楚明白上帝的耶稣基督的救恩。
This is the moment to confess the sins that you are struggling with, to hand those struggles over to Jesus.
现在就是那个时候，你要把你自己所有的挣扎，你所有的面对的问题都交到耶稣那里。
To say, this is too much for me. I can't handle this. But you, by your grace, by your power, by your mercy, can handle it.
告诉耶稣说，我自己没有办法面对这些事情，我没有办法处理这些问题，我要把它交到那位有怜悯、有慈爱、有恩典、有能力的人手里。
Now is your moment to come before Jesus, to be filled with a greater love, to be filled with a full measure of his grace.
现在你就来到耶稣的面前，向他要求得到他的完全的怜悯、完全的祝福。
For us all, this is a moment for us to recognize that our past sins and failures do not define us.
今天我们就要知道，我们以前所犯的所有的罪恶，我们以前所做过所有的错的事情，都不能够定义我们的人生。
But that Jesus offers the power of forgiveness, the power of change at the foot of the cross.
因为耶稣已经为我们付出了代价，让我们能够有一个重新的新的生命，然后让我们能够改变。
Let us close in a word of prayer.
我们一同做结束的祷告。
Heavenly Father, gracious Lord.
天父，我们慈爱的主。
This is a moment for all of us to come before the throne of grace.
在这个时候，我们所有在座的人来到你的宝座面前。
For those who do not know you, I pray, Lord, that they would be taking this time to confess their sins, to turn to you, to embrace your love and goodness.
主啊，我们在座所有的人，我们一同祷告，我们把我们自己所有的罪，我们所有的问题带到你的面前，因为你是那位慈悲仁爱的主。
For those of us who do know you, I pray we will be taking this moment to turn our struggles, our sins, our difficulties over to you, Lord.
对于那些认识主的基督徒， 我为他们祷告，让他们把所有他们自己的挣扎、所有的问题都带到主的面前。
Casting all our cares upon you because we know you care for us.
我们把我们的注意力定睛在神那里，定睛在主那里，因为你爱我们。
And I pray in this moment that we would realize that you are far more valuable than anything in this world.
在这个时候，我们也祷告，让我们认识到你比这个世界上所有的东西、所有的事情更加的重要、更加的宝贵。
More valuable than our pride.
比我们的权力要更宝贵。
More valuable than our reputation.
比我们的名声要更宝贵。
More valuable than any other thing in this world.
比这个世界上所有的东西都要更为宝贵。
Help us to bow before your throne and your throne alone.
帮助我们来到你的宝座面前，谦卑的，跪下来。
We pray this in thy wonderful name, Jesus the Christ.
我们这样奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.